Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Ah, yes. As Darren says, it's therapy time. Who you mad at? What are you mad at? 2020 in general. That's me. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And on the line, a $25 gift card to Tin Roof for your list. The best one will win that gift card. And we want full participation here on a Friday because we know that you'll feel better going into the weekend when you put someone or something on your list. So, Willie, do you want to lead us off?
I can.
Go ahead.
And this is just your run-of-the-mill, everyday one. Nothing heavy here. Although I think, you know, we're all frustrated in what's going on and hope that we can get through. We know there's a lot of challenges coming with the holidays and everything like that, and the traveling that we won't be able to do, that's the right decision, all of that. Let's put that aside for a minute. Here's who's on my list today. Chase, you know, I'm not getting out much, right? There's no hockey right now. I'm hanging at home, trying to stay safe, all of that stuff. But I am commuting to pick up my son from basketball practice every day at the high school. And so on my list are the pedestrians that don't give me any pep. I think when you're a pedestrian, you need to have a little pep.
I agree.
And so this is what I'm getting at. You know, we have the things, and rightfully so, you yield to the pedestrian, right? Even if you don't have a stop sign, I mean, one of the things that it's the courteous thing to do, even though some people just blow right through there, so maybe the drivers can be on the list for that. But when the driver slows down and says, oh, here's some pedestrians, here's a nice person with their dog, or here's a family with the stroller, we stop and we let them, you know, we have them cross. That's what you're supposed to do, right? It says on the sign, it says like state law, right? So you're like, hey, we got to adhere to the rules here. Let the pedestrian go. But in exchange for that, let's have a little pep when the pedestrian. If I'm the pedestrian, I'd like to give a little jog. I'd like to hustle over, right? I'm not saying you have to run if you're the pedestrian, but give me a little pep. Right. Don't act like, you know, you're entitled and, you know, I'm going to take my sweet time going across. You know, let's keep it moving. A little pep. It's kind of like this, Chase. It's a give and take. Right. If you're on the date, like there's a great movie with Robert De Niro. I think it's called A Bronx Tale, where, you know, he's on a first date with the girl and they talk about it beforehand. If she's worth her salt, like you get the door for the girl. And then she should come back and unlock your door, reach across and at least unlock the door on your side. So it's like, if I'm gonna do you a little favor, you do me a little favor. So for the pedestrians that don't give me any pep when I slow down and let you go through,
you just made the list.
Let's have some pep.
The least you can do is at least move your arms quicker to at least give the perception that you're trying to move fast, because that's what I do. If I don't feel like moving fast, I will at least give them the little wave, the little acknowledgement that they exist, and I'll move my arms a little bit. That way it looks like I'm speed walking, but I'm actually putting forth zero actual effort to get across the crosswalk quicker.
Yeah, you might. I get it. Sometimes you're just not in the mood to move quick, but you know, just acknowledge, hey, little wave, little pep.
Yeah, and I know the part of town you're talking about too, and they're notorious there. Just dum 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 dum. Living in our own little world here. No, I agree. That is a good one. Mine is along the same lines, but more of a vehicle you know, actually driving situation, because it happens way too much. But I feel like now that people are getting out a little bit more, even though that may not be a good thing, but traffic has picked up. And so, you know, I think, Elijah, I saw a tweet from you about 24, how it's kind of back to how it used to be, you know, coming in from Rutherford County. The other day, I had to go run some errands, and it literally did not matter what lane I got in. I always got behind the person that just was going, you know, probably 10, 15 miles under the speed limit, just putting along. So you talk about getting some pep when you're walking across the street. I need some of these drivers to get some pep too. I mean, you don't have to speed, but like at least do the speed limit. And when you're under it and it's on the interstate and you're in one of the left lanes, you're not even in the right lane. I'm like, that's a violation because we got to go. And I felt like my entire journey was twice as long because no matter where I went, I got behind somebody that was just, you know, enjoying the weather. So I'm going to need you to pick it up. We're just, in general, we just need people to pick it up a little bit.
Okay, so we're about pep today, whether it's behind the wheel or on foot.
Yes. Just need some pep. That's all we need.
Okay.
Elijah, do you have anyone to put on the list?
Oh, I'm putting Cliff Kingsbury on the list for taking a knee after scoring in that game-winning touchdown against Buffalo because the spread was 2.5, and that was the last leg of a little bit of a dabbling I did on Sunday. And I had the Cardinals
minus
2.5. And that cost me, I guess, I mean, it was like a $5 ticket, but it would want me like $85. And I'm sitting at my fine local establishment, the Chili's, and watching this game with me and my siblings or whatever. And I think it's over, right? There's that last play, and I'm like, it's over. I gave it a good shot. My sister's nudging me. She goes, Elijah, no, the Cardinals just scored. I looked up, and I see the replay, and I'm like, it's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle. And look down for a little bit, look back up, and Kyler Murray's taking the knee on the two-point conversion. And I think I experienced the highest of dabbling highs and the lowest of dabbling lows within 45 seconds. So, Cliff Kingsbury.
You just made the list!
Yeah.
He knew what he did. He knew what he did.
Understandable why he did it. Like, he's worried about the worst nightmare, which is you would get the extra point blocked and run back for 2 points the other way.
Oh, the worst nightmare happened. I lost. That's the worst nightmare. But
instead, Elijah got the worst nightmare. To have the miracle only to not have the extra point. I have seen that happen. I have seen, like, overtimes where you don't get the extra point. I've seen people in sports bars just completely lose their whatever.
It's like the opening the door for the woman and she unlocking your door. I did something for Cliff Kingsbury by exhibiting some faith in him in a close matchup with the Bills, and the least he could do was help me out. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to unlock your door, Elijah. I want to sit here and watch. And I'm going to lock you out, actually.
Yeah. I mean, you had inside. Not only did you have that, you had Nick Chubb running out at the one.
That actually helped me, so I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, wow.
Dabbling so, gods giveth, dabbling gods taketh away. Because I had the Texans there. So actually, Nick Chubb kind of helped me out there, only for my fortunes to be completely reversed in like an hour.
Wow. That, I mean, both bad beats affect you in different ways there. That was a bad beat.
I was sitting there watching Chase for our purposes. We have Deshaun Watson. I was hoping he was going to get one more drive with the ball and get us some more garbage points. Deshaun Watson, by the way, is the number one guy at getting the late fantasy points. I can't tell you how many times this year he's had like 8 points late in the third quarter and he ends up with like 26 points.
Blake Bortles-esque,
no question about it. So, let's get the phone lines going. We want your response. Who's on the list? Bring it on. 615-737-1025. We have a nice gift card, $25 to Tin Roof. Is that what you said, Chase?
Yes, $25 gift card to Tin Roof. That's what we have.
That's not bad. It's not bad right there. 737-1025. Jump on in. We're going to take a break, come back, and go to the phone lines. So, we want your participation. We'd love to get some people that have not weighed in before. Something is on your list. We now have legal sports gambling. You could have had a bad beat. You could be fed up with this or that at holiday time. You could be on the road. All of these things are in play. 615-737-1025. You just made the list. caller style coming back after this.
Let's go. Let's get some Metallica going here on a Friday. Who you mad at? You just made the list time, a $25 gift card to Tin Roof on the line back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, presented by Blue Note Juke Joint, Smoother Than Smooth, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Elijah Campbell. Let's get it going. Let's go to the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tony, you will lead us off. Who's on your list?
Guys, I'm coming in loud and clear, right? No, yes. Not breaking up or nothing.
Yes, no, sir.
Crystal clear.
I want all of you to hear this. This is what I know. You guys do too much talking among yourselves during the pick six segment on Friday. You've had all week to talk to all you want to, and when it comes to that 1 hour, y'all talk and only get 3 air participants. Quit talking among yourselves as much as you do. Quit being those guys. Don't be that guy. And from all of us that are waiting online to get on air to make our picks, you just made the list.
You just made the list.
Wow. He's put us on the list.
So I want to make sure that got kicked off in the right way. I love y'all, and I will be calling back for the pick six.
I know
Darren is hearing this over in East Nashville. We know he's not in East Tennessee.
I did check my backyard this morning. I didn't see the tent. So maybe Darren actually did go to East Tennessee and not East Nashville for his vacation.
I just wanted to get that into y'all. Thanks, guys.
All right, so Chase, Tony's just going with the theme of the day, and that's he wants more pep. He wants
more
us
pep.
To get through, more pep, more enthusiasm, get to the callers.
Tony,
okay.
Yeah, he does not want to be talking to me off air.
We'll keep that in mind. I mean, we will, you know, I feel like we're pretty efficient on pick six, and it's definitely more than 3, but he combined, you know, current segments on Monday, segments from the past. So you can tell Tony is a loyal listener. So
we got to have pep in this segment because we've got Ty Sambrio.
Yeah.
Sambrio coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel as well. And we got Lee Sterling at 1. So we got a lot of stuff we're cramming in. We got to have pep.
Let's do it. Steven. Who's on your list?
I can't follow Tony. All right, so watching this football season, one thing has been abundantly clear. I've got to go back to the well again and put John Robinson on the list. He trades up in the first round to take Rashawn Evans because he's supposed to be this prodigiously talented next Alabama great middle linebacker, and right now Jayon Brown is out snapping him 23% of the time. He's got almost 200 more snaps this year than Rashawn Evans. Floyd Reese has said it a number of times: if you don't play on third down, you are not a big money player in this league. And just about every third down, you see 54 trotting off the field. I think that's further indictment of some of the draft misses that J-Rob has had. So, Robinson, he's still on my list.
You just made the list.
All right. There we go.
When you're high up on the flagpole, the harder the wind blows.
Yep. I mean, that's just kind of a part of it. Thank you, Steven.
Good stuff.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, who's on your list?
Hi, guys. So, I'm a UPS driver, and I mainly drink Gatorade and water every day to stay hydrated, but I allow myself once a week when I get back to the center to get myself a soda. Mountain Dew is the soda that I like to have once a week. So for the past 2 days, I have gone to our vending machine and I have pressed the Mountain Dew button and out comes a peach green tea drink or something. I don't know what it is.
Oh,
for
man.
2 days straight.
That happened?
I've tried 2 days. I tried a different Mountain Dew button. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
So for the guy who fills our vending machines at work,
made the list.
Oh, that's bad. A little deception from the vending machine. That hurts.
I hate it.
That's
when
a good
that
one
too.
I think we've all had that happen at some point, right? You're in the mood for a certain type of drink, and then boom, something completely different comes out of that thing. It's a shock.
Yeah, there's two instances.
It'll have it's a jaw dropper.
It is. There's two instances where something like that happens. If you hit the vending machine and a different drink comes out, or if you're at the drive-thru and you order, let's say, a Coke, and then you take a huge, you're thirsty and you take a huge swig of it, and it's a Diet Coke. Like, it's not what you order, and it's just, it's that for that half a second, it's the end of eternity because it's not what you were expecting. So I think it's those two instances. Let's go to Casey. Casey, who's on your list?
All right, guys. So this actually happened to me this morning, and really grinds my gears. So I really like cereal in the morning. So, you know, I got to have my bowl. And I have this roommate. You know, he likes cereal too. And we go half on groceries, so it's not that big of a deal. But when it gets down to the last third of the milk, this man will drink. He'll get down to the last bowl and will leave just a sliver of little milk in the bottom and put it back in the refrigerator. And I just wanted to let anybody know that if you do that, you just made my list.
You just made the list!
I'm going to have to put the paws on him when I get back to the house.
Yeah, that's a violation. You have every right to be upset.
For sure. We're going to have to kick him out after the lease.
There you go. Thanks, Casey.
Should be a felony.
Hey, real quick, piece of news coming down that the Toronto Raptors, we know that that's been out there, that they could possibly play here in Nashville. They will begin the 2021 season in Tampa. The team is released.
In Tampa. Well, I'll be honest, I'm not shocked at that.
No.
Bummer if that's, so I guess Nashville's out. Is that right?
Looks that way. I mean, it says they will begin the 2021 season in Tampa.
They didn't say where it would end.
Right.
So.
Right. And so, but I think maybe they're leaving a little room if they are allowed to play in Toronto at
sure.
some point.
So just wanted to pass that along.
Well,
let's go. Let's go to Nate. Nate, who's on your list?
Hey, guys. So who's on my list today is myself. I was in an establishment yesterday. And, you know, it's a little chilly outside, so I grab a sweat jacket, and I wanted to sit outside. So, you know, walking through the establishment, I go outside, and right about as I was about to sit down, someone said to me, "Go Colts." And I have not really been so affiliated with the Colts in a while now because, you know, I was a big fan when obviously Peyton Manning was there, and I was still a fan when Andrew Luck was there. But now that, you know, I just have kind of fallen away, especially since I'm in Nashville. And I don't want to get rid of my jackets because that means I would just have to go buy more. So I'm going to be on the list until the jackets are gone.
You just made the list.
Okay. Well, there you go. So self-reporting.
Self-reporting.
And Patrick Kane's on the list for having a kid because I feel sorry for that kid.
Ooh.
Wow.
You just made the list.
All right, then. Thank you, Nate.
Spoken like a true Predator fan.
Thank you.
Big time. Big time. Let's squeeze in one more. Chris. Chris, welcome in. Who's on your list?
Guys, the person on my list is the person at the self-checkout lane at the grocery store who, I don't care how many items you have, I'm not that Nazi. But don't be on the cell phone talking and having a conversation while you're trying to ring out your groceries.
We need focus.
Self-checkout's about expediency and self-reliance, not about your conversation.
No, I think that's a good one, Chris.
It goes with our theme of the day. We want pep. We want efficiency.
Amen.
Got to keep it moving, especially in today's times. You don't want to be around.
That's annoying because you got one arm. Unless you got the hands free, and even then, that's a distraction. But if you got the one arm on the phone, one arm trying to get the thing checked out, no, that's going to slow you down too much. Nope, that's not efficient.
No, not at all. Thanks for the call,
You're
Chris.
On the list. Automatic on the list for that.
You just made the list!
Very good participation today, Willie.
I like
good.
It. I like it. That's what we want.
And we had pep. That's
we
what we
pep,
brought.
And so maybe that's the theme of the week. We know times are tough, but if you have enthusiasm, if you have pep, things are going to be that much better.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ty Sembrio, Titans left tackle, who's done a tremendous job filling in for Taylor Lewan his first year with the team. He will join us next, plus you'll hear from Mike Vrabel before we get out of this hour. We'll have Lee Sterling coming up at the top of the next hour and pick six to wrap up your Friday. Much more coming. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN, 102.5 The Game. Darren, Donick, and Chase, presented by Blue Note Juke Joints, smoother than smooth, here on a Friday. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, hanging out with you. Darren McFarlane on vacation, which is where I'll be next week, as we wait Tyson Brio for calling in as they are wrapping up practice. So we hope to catch up with him in just a few minutes. And plus, you'll hear from Mike Vrabel, the Titans head coach, a little bit later on in this hour as well. To get kind of the latest of what's going on as they get ready to take on the Ravens. I will tell you, though, on Sunday, to get ready for that game, Corner Pub is the place to check out the game. With locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown, they have great beer specials, including $1 off Yazoo and Happ & Harry's draft beers, plus Happ & Harry's bucket specials. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from the Corner Pub in Bellevue this Sunday. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game from 9:30 to 11:30 prior to the Titans taking on the Baltimore Ravens. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, the GM Floyd Reese, and forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and is brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by RumbleOn.com, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. So be sure to check that out. Looks like Ty is calling in right now, Willie, so we'll be able to chat with him in just a second, and looking forward to that because he's I don't think we've had the pleasure yet. So let's say hello to Tyson Brio, the Titans left tackle. Ty, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you taking the time today. So first of all, what has this season kind of been like for you as you come in and you join this team? It's your first year here. Taylor Lewan goes down with a knee injury. You are immediately called into duty, and all of a sudden, you're the starting left tackle for a team that's trying to win a division and repeat a trip to the AFC Championship game and beyond. What's that process been like?
Yeah, you know, signing here in Tennessee, I was very excited to join this group of guys in this room, offensive line-wise, and obviously love, you know, blocking for the running backs we have here. They run super hard. So just kind of from an outside perspective coming in, I was excited to be a part of this. So getting the opportunity to come in and contribute like I have has been a great opportunity and been a lot of fun.
Now, obviously, with Taylor's injury, you're in his spot, but this week it's, you know, we've had obviously some questions of what's going on the offensive line. Some of your teammates have been banged up. Ben Jones, Roger Saffold, they haven't been able to practice, at least from what we've seen so far. So what's it been like not having those guys alongside you?
Yeah, you know, we always take the next man up approach. We've all been, you know, if you weren't kind of a starter day one, we've all been preparing to play any position you need to play to contribute. So, you know, we're all ready when our names are called. And, you know, for the guys that have to step in and step up, it's a great opportunity, and they're excited to go get it.
Dennis Kelly was kind of the Swiss Army knife for this team since he got here the last few years, whether he was filling in for Taylor or playing the right side. I mean, he could pretty much play anywhere. So what were some maybe pieces of advice you got from him of what it was like playing on this offensive line once you got called into duty?
Yeah, Dennis is a great, you know, old vet, you know, been around a lot, played a lot of positions, you know, spent a lot of time, you know, crafting himself into a well-rounded player. So, you know, any little tidbit you can get from someone like that to add to your own tool belt, you definitely want to soak it up and, you know, add it to your repertoire.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, blocking for this run game, Derrick Henry, one of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League. What was it like the first time that you lined up and you knew that you were going to be opening up a hole for him?
Yeah, he's a special back, you know, and he tends to always fall forward, which is something as an O-lineman you appreciate. He kind of makes us right when things aren't perfect. So, you know, it's exciting to know that if you just get a hat on a hat and cover people up, he can go make something special happen you know, break runs that most people can't.
And then conversely, you know, the passing game, Ryan Tannehill, since he took over last year as the starter, has really changed how this offense has worked as well, along with his relationship with Arthur Smith. What's it been like kind of getting to know Ryan Tannehill as he's your quarterback?
Yeah, he's been a great leader, great quarterback, and you know, he's always doing what he's supposed to be doing and where he's supposed to be. You know, he's a great leader for us. And, you know, a lot of fun playing with these guys with all 11. You know, every position group is special. And, you know, it's exciting to be a part of this team.
Now, I know you weren't here last year, but how much has last year's matchup against the Ravens been discussed in meetings this week? Is it simply last year is last year, or are there some things that have been able to be taken away from that?
You know, they're still running, obviously, a lot of the same stuff, and obviously so are we. So there's definitely, you know, lessons to be learned and things to look at from previous games, regardless of whether or not I was here. So scheme-wise, obviously, you know, we're excited to go out and have this matchup again.
I'm talking to Ty Sambrio, the left tackle for the Tennessee Titans. They get set for the Ravens on Sunday. And, Ty, I'm curious, you were asked the question just a second ago by Chase about, some of the guys not practicing. I would imagine that's a trait that you have to have, being a backup for a portion of your career, where those mental reps of maybe not getting the reps with the first team, or if a guy does have to miss a couple of days of practice, just being able to stay on the same page, stay cohesive, and be able to execute the way you want to on a Sunday.
Yeah, I always try to tell the young guys, above all, pride yourself on being a pro. You know, regardless of what's going on around you, do what you're supposed to do and do it well. And, you know, that's kind of the approach that we all have to take, regardless of, you know, what situations we're put into or opportunities we're given. So, you know, it's just like I said earlier, next man up. And, you know, we're all going to play our butts off and, you know, hopefully come out with a win.
To make it to this level, you have to be a great competitor. And I would imagine, Ty, the minute you go in there, you realize that, okay, here comes the backup. We've got to challenge this guy. Let's see if this guy can hold up. And the other team's going to throw a lot at you. How do you use that to bring out the best in yourself and accept that challenge?
Yeah, I would say that I compete with myself more than anyone competes with me. So I, you know, regardless of what approach, you know, my opponent is taking towards me, I'm always doing the same, you know, crafts and techniques to hone my game and work on what I need to work on.
What do you see in the Ravens? You know, they've obviously had an outstanding defensive unit over the last couple of seasons. That they have a time-tested nucleus, a tradition of winning. Specifically, what goes into your job this week that's a challenge for you?
You know, I would just say, you know, they throw a lot of personnel out there. So that's one thing that, you know, you just have to be on top of, you know, who's in the game, you know, who we're identifying as what, and go from there.
So, Ty, to take us back to the offseason, and when you decided that the Titans was the right spot for you, tell us about that process. Why was the Titans the right opportunity to sign?
You know, when I was back in Atlanta, we ran the same offense, and I love playing in it, and it's been one of the most fun I've had playing, you know, scheme-wise. So I knew Art ran the same stuff, and I loved the way he calls the game. And so I was excited to join, obviously, the offense, but also the room itself. I played with Jamil in Atlanta, and so, you know, he and I have stayed friends, and we communicated about kind of how this room was, and he was telling me how great of a fit I'd be here and how much I'd love it, and, you know, he wasn't wrong. So I'm having a great time here and a great group of guys.
Two more quick questions on the craft of being an offensive lineman. Number one, one thing that the Titans are known so well for is the play action. From a offensive line perspective, what's the key to not giving away play action, to bringing out the best in that? Because it's worked so well, and obviously it starts with the threat of Derrick Henry.
You know, I think it's the way we come off the ball when we are running the ball. You know, you want to emulate that in the pass game and make it feel the same. So, you know, it starts and ends with coming off the ball, which we pride ourselves on here. And, you know, that kind of makes the pass game a little easier.
And finally, this is something that I think a lot of young people always need to know, because there's so much focus sometimes on the top recruits. I'm just looking at your background. You know, you certainly had a fine college career, but you were not a five-star guy or anything like that. Take us back to that time, how you motivated. What was that like? Because you go from being, you know, it says here, according to Rivals, a two-star guy to a guy that's a second-round pick and has now made a pretty good living in this league.
Yeah, I would say just, you know, obviously you want to have long-term goals, but always focus on the short-term details. You know, there's something to improve on each and every day that'll kind of slowly snowball you towards where you want to be in the long run. So be, yeah, long-term oriented, but focus on the short-term is how I would explain it.
Ty, just one more for you. You played, obviously, as you mentioned, in Atlanta with one of the greatest receivers that we have ever seen. And what are some things that maybe you've seen AJ do in his second year, preparation-wise, extra work-wise, that kind of makes you think that maybe he's on that path as well?
Yeah, they're both extremely talented players. Obviously, Julio is, you know, a very, very special talent, and so is AJ. But they both kind of share the same tenacity for the game, you know, same passion for the details and their routes and, you know, and catching the ball and the aggressive hands that they use and the kind of overall confidence that they approach the game with.
Ty, it was great to catch up with you. Best of luck this weekend against the Ravens. We'll all be watching, and it's good to finally talk to you.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you guys.
Tyson Brio, Titans starting left tackle, joining us here on the show on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And they know, I mean, you can tell right there, Willie, in that interview. I mean, he knows, and they've discussed the test that is ahead of them going on the road to Baltimore, but they seem to be up to it.
Well, we'll find out on Sunday. It'll be a great challenge for them. I just think Sombrio has done a nice job, right? You hope. I know John Robinson, we just had a guy put him on the list for personnel decisions. Not everything works out, but let's give them credit for a nice find, a nice fit. You heard Ty talking about, you know, why he thought he would be able to mesh and blend in well in this system. And he has hung in there. You know, we know going in that, you know, there's a reason Taylor Lewan is paid what he's paid and plays at the level he's played. And so you had to expect some drop off, but I think he's done every bit as well as they could have hoped.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. When we come back, we will hear from Titans head coach Mike Vrabel. That's next. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Appreciate Tyson Brio for joining us here on the show. Darren Donick and Chase, presented by Blue Note Juke Joint, smoother than smooth. Good to catch up with him as the Titans will take on the Baltimore Ravens coming up this weekend. And Mike Vrabel spoke to the media earlier today, and so we want to bring that to you and hear what he had to say, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Here's the head coach.
What's the week been like as far as adjusting to having so many guys with injury report, especially on the offensive line, and how have you managed to get through?
That's our job, Jim, is to, you know, figure out each and every week who we have and how we're going to adjust and play the game. You know, on all levels, moving parts throughout the roster in the National Football League. That's the challenge each and every week. It's a violent game. It's physical, and we got to find out who's available. So we'll work through it. We'll have the guys ready to go.
Mike, how did Steven Goskowski do in the week of preparation? And are you confident that he's going to be your on Sunday and going forward?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Steve had a good week, and you know, we just have to work on those, you know, the block, you know, to the right. That seems to be his miss, and get him swinging it with confidence like he has on those longer kicks that we've seen him make at the end of the game and throughout the season. So just trying to work on that, and I know that those guys have been working hard on it.
Hey, Mike, I know you've talked a lot this week about the difference in preparation for Lamar because of his mobility, but what's the difference preparing for him as a passer compared to, like, you know, some of the guys you've recently faced, the quick passing guys like a Big Ben or Phillip Rivers?
Well, I mean, just an elite athlete. The ball, when it's, you know, when it's clean for him, he gets it out of his hand quickly. And then, you know, he can make all the throws. His arms, you know, extremely strong. He can move the ball down the field. You know, but then when it doesn't, then the play extends and you got to plaster on your coverage and make sure that guys are doing their best and staying on their feet, not jumping. You know, but there's a fair amount of the plays that they're, you know, trying to work in play action to build off their concepts in the running game.
Sure. And traditional Friday question, anybody can rule out at this point? Or
I would say probably a lot of those guys that were out and you know, that you didn't see out there, you know. So Robbie's going to formulate that and put it together. But, You know, I don't see that, you know, Roger playing. I don't see, you know, Humph playing, you know, and that Dory's still working his way back. So there'll probably be a few others, but I know those guys for sure, John.
Thank you.
Gotcha. Thank you. Not a gotcha.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Hey, Coach, with the Ravens, obviously that they really like their tight ends in that system. How much changes with Boyle unavailable to them this week, and how do you see Lamar kind of leaning on Mark Andrews?
Well, he, you know, first to talk about, you know, Andrews, you know, just talented, athletic, long catch radius, loves him in the red zone. I mean, he makes contested catches everywhere. He's got a lot of confidence in him. You know, and then just as far as Doyle goes, you know, I mean, Boyle would just have to make sure that, you know, who they're going to fit in there. We really don't know, you know, and so are some of the packages, going to be adjusted? You know, they're going to bring somebody up. And so we'll have to prepare for all that and be conscious of what they're doing and how they're trying to build some of those formations that they've had so much success with throughout the season.
Mike, one on Breon Borders, just how have you seen him maybe settle in as he's gotten more playing time here over the last couple of weeks?
Matt, he's continued to improve, and, you know, like a lot of us, you know, there's some plays that, you know, he's, you know, had real positive responses to, and then some that we just have to continue to work. And, you know, I think that that's some of the, you know, complexity and what we're doing, or some of the stuff that we've done around here with guys in the past that have been with us for a longer time, you know, they probably understand, and he's still working through some of those concepts and some of the adjustments. But I love his attitude. He comes ready to work each and every day trying to improve.
And one follow on Humphreys. I guess last time we saw him, he took that violent hit in Cincinnati. I'm assuming he remains in the protocols. Do you see him making progress there? Is he doing okay?
There's been some progress, and he's working his way through the protocol as far as the strength and conditioning evaluation, and see how he responded, and then working on to some running, and has been attending some meetings. So that's a very positive sign how he's moving forward.
I'm wondering, has Shane called plays throughout, or have there been any times that you have been calling defensive plays? Is he calling defensive plays currently?
Yes, he is currently calling them. Again, that hasn't changed. There's, you know, conversations about, hey, let's get this on the next third down. What do you think about this? And you know, changing it up. You know, there has to be, you know, somebody that's talking to mostly Jayon in the helmet, and that's been Shane. And that's how we've operated.
Mike Vrabel, the Titans head coach, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Back here, Darren, Donick, and Chase. Willie, heard a lot on the kicker, heard a lot on injuries, heard nobody ask about Dean Pease and the article that came out today in the Tennessean that Gentry Estes had. A little surprised, not a little, I'm very surprised that, well, nobody brought that up.
In particular, I'm surprised that the Tennessean, who has, in my mind, a very newsworthy story.
Sure.
And they don't follow it up. Like, I can understand other members of the media who they don't have that story. They're not working on that story, haven't reported on it, going to other things. That makes some sense, although I'd be curious regardless. But the Tennessean not asking? That's odd, I think. Easy day for Mike Vrabel. And certainly there's plenty other things on his plate, notably Roger Saffold out. Ouch.
Yeah. I mean, the way he was saying, and we'll wait for the official injury report to come out, but the way he was basically saying it, basically if guys hadn't been out there, they weren't out there practicing, they're probably not playing. So, I mean, there were quite a few names on that list.
Well, I'll go through what Teron tweeted out while practice was going on. No sign of Roger Saffold, who they confirmed is out. Ben Jones did not practice for the third day in a row. He was not specified by Mike Vrabel, but that's another starter. And honestly, I couldn't tell you who's the center. Is it Kessenberry? Quisenberry?
It might be Douglas.
Jamil Douglas would move to center, yeah, and then you would have another guy going at guard.
I think Quisenberry would probably be it. Yeah, going at guard.
Yikes. That is that doesn't sound great. A.J. Brown did come back. Dennis Kelly did come back, so that's good. Jadeveon Clowney did not practice. I think it's 100% that Adoree Jackson is not playing. Chris Jackson was able to be on the field to play. Okay.
Now, what does this mean for Clowney? You know, we've kind of talked about that they've held Clowney out of practice, but does that mean he's not playing either?
I think it's possible that, I think it's a wait and see on him. I think they'll probably take it all the way through tomorrow night, maybe even Sunday at the warm-up to determine, can he give you much? But I think we know that he's going to be dealing with that meniscus every week.
Right. It's not going to go, you know, it's one of those things that's probably just not going to go away. And it's how much is he going to be able to power through on it, you know, as the season goes on. So that's we've talked about the matchups and feeling better about certain things, but when you hear just the injuries mounting for the Tennessee Titans, and again, we will wait for the official injury report to come out that has who's questionable, who's out. He did say that Humphreys, Saffold, Adoree Jackson, they're out, but we'll wait for the official report for the rest. Oof. Not looking good from that standpoint, because a lot of key names are not going to be available for the Titans.
Yeah, and if you'd have told me last year with the names on that list that didn't play against the Chiefs in that huge pivotal win that they got, I would have said, you know, I was thinking as that game kicked off, I was like, no chance. How are they going to win this game? But they did. So stuff happens in the NFL. Everybody's got issues. The Ravens have issues, but I don't think they got a lot of good news with the progress of some of these guys. Saffold, in my mind, is the one that's most alarming, especially if there's a chance that Ben Jones can't go too. That's just a lot to ask of a lot of guys on that offensive line against a tough D like the Ravens, who albeit have their issues on the defensive line, right?
Yeah.
So that might be an equalizer, but you think the formula to win this game is to be able to really bring a lot to the table with Derrick Henry. Of course, that's the story every week, but at some point your offensive line has a pretty big drop-off there if enough guys are missing.
Mike Herndon of Broadway Sports put this out, this tweet. If Jones ends up missing as well, we'd likely be looking at an offensive line of Sombrio, Douglas, Brewer, Davis, and Kelly on Sunday. Not ideal.
No, because you're asking who's Brewer? You know, these are the things.
He's been I guess one of those practice squad guys.
So,
and it's coming out of Baltimore. John Harbaugh said that wide receiver Dez Bryant is a possibility to be elevated this week. So Dez Bryant could be playing against the Titans.
There's a total mystery of what you're going to get from him. It's been how long since he's really played? His name carries a lot of weight, but it's been a long time since he's been a force. But how do you prepare for that? That's a tricky one.
Yeah. Well,
we know they need help in that area, which is why they made a desperate move to bring him in. I guess we should take a look the next hour to see if there's any more news on the Ravens injury front with some of the key guys, Williams and Calais Campbell along the defensive line in particular.
Yeah, Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams. That's one thing, and Teron just pointed that out, of that the Ravens have their injury issues as well. So, again, waiting on the official injury report to come out, and we'll be able to get that information to you. But when we come back, Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, our weekly visit with him will get you set up for a weekend of dabbling and then pick six in the final hour. It's Darren, Donick, and Chase, presented by Blue Note Juke Joint, smoother than smooth, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.